News. I'm Laura Winters. A major storm system bearing down on the southeast this weekend, bringing high winds and threats of flooding to tens of millions of Americans. This system hitting parts of the Tennessee Valley and the Gulf Coast. Then the system heads to Georgia and the Carolinas and up to the northeast. Some flights already delayed and or canceled. Check FlightAware for the very latest. President Biden's son Hunter facing a 9-count indictment, but the White House mum on the issue. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
The White House doesn't have much to say on Hunter Biden facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president says
he loves his son and supports him.
Prosecutors allege the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 2019. The indictment contends that he spent money on drugs, escorts, opulent properties, and exotic cars. If convicted, the charges carry a maximum penalty of 17 years in prison.
Tennis great Chris Evert diagnosed again with cancer. She says treatments will force her to miss her job as an analyst for ESPN at next month's Australian Open. She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer a year ago. She hopes to return to her broadcasting duties later next year. Oscar-nominated actor Ryan O'Neal has passed away at the age of 82. His son, Patrick, confirming the news on social media, writing, "My dad passed away peacefully today with his loving team by his side supporting him and loving him as he would us. He is a Hollywood legend, full stop." He also spoke of his father's relationship with Charlie's Angels star Farrah Fawcett, who died back in 2009 at the age of 62 from cancer. "Ryan never bragged," he writes, "but he has bragging rights in heaven, especially when it comes to Farrah. Everyone had the poster, he had the real McCoy, and now they meet again." This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The 8-day Jewish holiday of Hanukkah ongoing, and in Detroit, pro-Palestinian protesters try to drown out the powerful words of a young Israeli woman speaking at a Hanukkah celebration. Her mother had just been released by Hamas, her father still being held by terrorists in Gaza. As she speaks, the demonstrators shouting over her, "Cease fire now."
"I came out for the shelter to a darkness, to a big darkness. I found out that my mom and dad are in Gaza. And my mom got back last week after 44 days in captivity. She released from Hamas captivity."
The very latest now on Israel's war on Hamas in Gaza. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, targeting terrorists in the town of Khan Yunis. The Biden administration continuing to support the Jewish state. At the United Nations, the U.S. facing some criticism from groups like Doctors Without Borders for vetoing the U.N. ceasefire resolution. Now, this resolution had 13 members voting for it, the U.S. against it, and the U.K. abstaining. Robert Wood, the deputy U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, saying the U.S. opposes this resolution because it does not contain language condemning the Hamas terrorist attack back on October 7th.
"While the United States strongly supports a durable peace in which both Israelis and Palestinians can live in peace and security, we do not support calls for an immediate ceasefire."
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.